CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Aaron Klein, senior advisor to the Prime Minister of Israel, a former Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, now the leader of the opposition, is in Israel. And we turn to the story that is dominating headlines for the reason that BDS has reawakened with a bad actor in the United States, a very well-known bad actor. I read from the Jerusalem Post, Ben and Jerry's decision to halt sales of their ice cream in the West Bank will harm Palestinian workers who work for the main distributor of the ice cream in the West Bank. A vice president and distributor of this firm warned, The Israeli is vice president of Sagi Group, which operates the industrial area outside of Jerusalem that employs 45 employees, including Palestinians. This is a way of saying that the Ben and Jerry's decision is not only a puzzle for all of the people in Europe and America who have consumed that product over the years, but a puzzle for the Palestinians who work to distribute Ben and Jerry's in Israel. Aaron, this story, to me, surprising, only in that we haven't seen this sort of foolishness for a long time. What's behind it? What's driving it, Aaron? Why would a well-known brand that's been associated with what you'd have to say is the 60s, hallucinogenic rock, that sort of thing, why would they suddenly crash in to an argument that is profoundly important to the peace of Israel?
I mean, this is really wokeness gone in the sand. And let's zero in and look at what Ben and Jerry's is doing. First of all, they say they're ending their sale of ice cream in something that they call, quote, occupied Palestinian territory, end quote. In other words, Ben and Jerry's has just joined the anti-Semitic BDS movement. Now, I really can't stand fake labels. I don't like it when people misuse words like anti-Semitism. This is not being misused. The BDS movement, of which Ben and Jerry's is now a part, is the very definition of anti-Semitism. It delegitimizes the right of Israel to exist. Now, let's look at, first of all, they're calling something the occupied Palestinian territories. Now, such a title doesn't legally exist anywhere. There's no Palestine. In fact, actually, the title Palestine was previously used for pre-Israel Jewish communities. If anything, the United Nations at most calls these territories "quote unquote" disputed. Now, what are they even talking about here? Occupied Palestinian territories. They're referring to, for example, eastern sections of Jerusalem. This means the Kotel, the Western Wall, the Temple Mount, the holiest site in Judaism, according to Ben and Jerry's, is "quote unquote" occupied. They're talking about the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem, which Jews inhabited for 3,000 years. They're talking about places like Shiloh and Beit El and Hebron, home to the second holiest site in Judaism, the Tomb of the Patriarchs and Matriarchs, Hebron, home to the oldest continuous Jewish community in the world. You know, you look at, just last week, there was archaeology, a coin from about 67 AD with Hebrew inscription on it found in one of these areas that Ben and Jerry's is now boycotting. And saying freedom of Zion in Hebrew, and this was exactly at the time of the Jewish revolt in sections of Israel, including Jerusalem. And then, of course, 2 years later, the Romans took it back and destroyed the Temple Mount. So this is very troubling. And it's not just these areas that Ben and Jerry's falsely labels occupied. Ben and Jerry's clearly the board of directors, according to reports. They want to boycott Israel in its entirety. In fact, Ben and Jerry's announced that they're not going to continue the licensee agreement with their Israeli licensee here, who manufactures Ben and Jerry's in all of Israel. And when Unilever, the parent company that bought Ben and Jerry's, tried to stop that, the Ben and Jerry's board fought them. In other words, Ben and Jerry's shows what BDS really is. It's not about Jews living in certain areas, which within itself is already anti-Semitic to oppose that. It's Jews living in Israel. It's the death. It's the existence of Israel. And by the way, it's not just anti-Semitic. It's also a form of apartheid and racism for Ben and Jerry's to discriminate selling to Jews living in certain areas, and they won't sell to Jews living in other areas. So, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do. I personally am not going to buy Ben & Jerry's again. And I could say, just as a side note, by the way, that I had the pleasure of knowing Rose Mattis, who was the founder of Häagen-Dazs, along with her husband Ruben, the late Rose and Ruben Mattis, huge supporters of Israel. Häagen-Dazs tastes very good. I'm going to be buying Häagen-Dazs.
Aaron, is this story a big story in Israel right now? Is this upset people, upset children, that sort of thing, or is it just summertime? We have about a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's an enormous story here in Israel, because this Israelis see this for what it is, and that is delegitimizing their existence. And I point to the anti-BDS laws, in other words, enshrined in laws that companies cannot boycott Israel in over 30 states. And there are many governors there who have the ability now to legally pull pension funds from any firm that boycotts Israel. So I point to those laws, and I know that the Israeli government here as well has already addressed those 30 governors, and I hope that this situation is rectified immediately. Morton Williams has already reduced sales of Ben & Jerry's, other supermarkets. Ben & Jerry's, Unilever, should respond and cancel this anti-Semitic decree.
Aaron Klein, senior advisor to the former Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu in Israel. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.